This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get 15 articles over there combating the lies that you're being told on a 24/7, 365 days a year basis. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go to the right side of the page, click us on, watch us live on YouTube, and join us on live chat. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there, and with that, friends, click onto the video, go to the right side of the page, and join us on live chat. If you want to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. We're broadcasting into over 125 cities across the United States of America. Thank you, by the way, for making us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 67 different radio shows. And we appreciate that, and we know why you're listening. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, period. There's a lot to cover. There really is. We've been talking about what matters the most, and interestingly enough, it seems like the people are starting to catch up slowly but surely. We have been talking about the I'm looking at what we've covered over the last week. It's incredible. We talked about if representatives are truly working for the people, then why do they need to be so heavily guarded? If you look all the way up to Harry Truman, his presidency, they were not guarded in such a fashion, folks. It's because they're not working for us. And that's what people are becoming aware of little by little by little by little. Also covered, friends, you have a problem with the way that I say it. Let me show you how Jesus said it. We may be saying that in just a little bit here, or actually covering that in just a little bit here. We talked about white, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other. We talked about communists in the open yesterday. Since the 1920s. Communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. Friends. So we may cover some of those things, but before we do that, I want to get over to this because I just think, again, it's one of those topics that people need to understand concerning their said representatives. We have, again, you can't make up what I'm about to tell you. We have a mayor, friends, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, orders American flags removed from all city buildings for safekeeping. Why did he do it? He said outside groups are coming into his city. Guess what the people do? His constituents, those that voted him in and trusted him to serve we the people in that particular city, they rose up in protest of the mayor. That's exactly right. Author Stephen Ambrose, he wrote of the Vander Brothers. If you've never seen that documentary, I suggest that you see it. We knew many of those guys. A lot of them are past now. It's an HBO documentary called Band of Brothers. And I'll tell you what, if you want to understand the price paid for our freedoms in the natural, that's the documentary you want to see. While watching that, if you do not have an angel, which, you know, blocks all the swear words the way that we do if we watch documentaries like that, Herb Sirth actually told me when we asked him, did you really talk like that during World War II? He said, no, we never talked like that. He said, that's all Hollywood. But the story within itself and the testimonies are priceless, friends. It's called Band of Brothers. HBO put it out some time ago. Stephen Ambrose is actually the one that choreographed and directed and thought through his books. His name is Stephen Ambrose. Again, he's an author. He said, at the core, the American citizen soldiers knew the difference between right and wrong. Yep, because they had a sense of God's moral law with it written in their hearts. As my wife's grandma said, all the way up until 1965, she said, every Sunday was the law and the prophets in the churches across America. The law and the prophets. Now you have the hirelings preaching just the exact opposite. This is why the American soldier knew the difference between right and wrong, because they were making reference to God's moral law, Exodus 20. He goes on, and they didn't want to live in a world in which wrong prevailed. So they fought and won, and we, all of us, living and yet to be born, must be forever profoundly grateful. That's right. What defines, friends, someone as an enemy to this country? Well, one who denies his patriotism. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. And one who denies his or her patriotism in deed or word, right? And definitely an inaction, no question about it. James 2:14 through 26. As a matter of fact, no wonder why the enemies of this country are so encouraged and enabled. I mean, here you have a mayor of a city in Bowling Green, Kentucky, removing the flags because he knows that there may be protest in his city. What does he do? Instead of standing up and fighting like his forefathers did to give him the freedoms that he has, what does he do? He removes the flags for, he said it, I didn't, safekeeping. Again, you can't make this up. This is how backwards Americans have become. If the American people understood the price of their freedom, go to Arlington Cemetery, any veteran memorial across the United States of America, you would have a bunch of fighters in this country, not a bunch of effeminate, capitulating men and women on so many different fronts, especially in government. You wouldn't tolerate it. That's why it's so important, friends, by the way, to have veterans in any representative capacity in the United States government. Because they understand war, they understand the price paid, and they also understand what it's going to take to maintain their freedoms. Why? Because they sacrificed to give us the freedoms in which we have. Now, what's worse is when the American people allow their said representatives to act in such a fashion to remove flags because of outside groups coming into a city. Folks, this is across the boards. Keep in mind, your enemies are encouraged to do the things that they do because of effeminate inaction coming through. Inaction, I said, coming through men. Okay? Again, what I want to say is what's worse is when the American people allow their said representatives to act in such a fashion, for it shows the rest of us that he or she is not alone in their cowardice capitulating treason. Because treason is what it is, and it is cowardice. Read 21 verse 8 in the book of Revelation. And this all comes down towards America and her children if we tolerate it. We're going to come right back to the mayor who ordered American flags removed from all city buildings in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, this week we had our YouTube page pulled for 7 days. Yes, we have our attorneys involved now. But they are doing their best to suppress anybody that speaks in contrast to the CIA-controlled mainstream media. They've been attacking my channel since day one, as many of you know. But they pulled our channel this week because they see how fast it's growing, and they don't want you to have the information that you're getting here from Sons of Liberty. It's supposed to be back up on Monday. We're dealing with many big tech companies in front of us right now. It seems that there may be some good news coming down the lane for the rest of us who've been fighting. How many said conservatives of the day capitulated when they fell under attack? They just went and found something else to do. Apparently, they didn't think that America is worth fighting for. We stayed the course. We're going to stay the course, and we're going to continuously fight, and we're going to win in Jesus' name, period, because we're not going to put up with it. But I'm looking at sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, our YouTube page. And over the last four or five months now, we've been growing the show. And last Saturday, we had about 1,000 people on there watching just within that short amount of time. And, of course, they have to pull it. And what they did is they went after Tim Brown, the morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com here. And they pulled it because he was exposing the coronavirus for what it is. Folks, you need to understand it's at halftime right now, but now they're picking it up again. They're going to continuously push it until they get the forced compliance that they're looking for. And I'm not going to put up with it, and neither should you. Matter of fact, if you put up with it, you only add strength to tyranny to continue to do it. Okay, so we need to stand up against what's going on here. But I wanted to let you know, if you're over there right now, they're manipulating, they're suppressing, they're shadow banning, and they're censoring. And it's really shameful conduct. These are the people. These are the first people to talk about freedom of speech, but they're the first ones to suppress anything that goes in contradiction to their propaganda and their useful idiots. As a matter of fact, I wanted to tell you. Speaking of that, there's a picture of an individual with a backpack, which is a flag, with a black mask on and a black jacket and black gloves, slicing the throats of a police officer with blood gushing out of it. Someone posted it this morning, and I want you to listen carefully. Someone reported it to Facebook as being unacceptable to be on a social platform. This is what Facebook came back and said. Thank you for letting us know about this. The photo was reviewed, and though it doesn't go against one of our specific community standards, listen, you did the right thing by letting us know about it. Folks, they're training up snitches. But I want you to understand what they find permissible and what they find impermissible. You need to understand, just as a side thought, a little bunny trail here, friends, these big tech companies are subversive to American government. Charles D. Montesquieu again said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. The law does not permit us to war against good police officers in any sense of the word. But that's the narrative right now, and that's communism. As a matter of fact, we're leading over to something that we talked about yesterday. I'll get there when I'm done talking about this. I didn't mean to do that, but I'm finding myself getting caught up into it. So, let's get back to this, friends. The topic that we were just talking about during the first segment. A mayor, friends, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, orders American flags removed from all city buildings for safekeeping. Who are his employees to listen to such an unconstitutional order? This is incredible. He said that he wanted the flags to remain safe. So he pulled the flags down because he said outside groups are coming into his city. Well, the people catch wind of this, and they did the right thing. The people, folks, what shows you, again, the voice that tyrants do not want you to hear. What did the people do? The people rose up in protest. Now listen to this. We have a mayor in Bowling Green, Kentucky, taking it upon himself to remove city flags, okay, American flags, for safekeeping from the polls because of outside groups. Again, you heard me right, okay? WNKY reported Bowling Green, Kentucky, Mayor Bruce Wilkerson told WNKY on Friday that he ordered all American flags to be temporarily removed from city-owned properties. Who paid for those city-owned properties, friends? We did. Wilkerson would not provide on-the-record details on why he made the decision. Really? Why he made the decision, although he said the flags will once again be flown on Saturday. As of Friday afternoon, American flags were still not on display at Circus Square Park or the Bowling Green Police Department. Shame on every single one of you that would follow such an ungodly, unconstitutional edict. Shame on you. But this is why we're in trouble, friends. This is why we're in trouble. Okay. A tweet that came out of City of Bowling Green, Kentucky, the municipal government, stated, statement from Mayor Bruce Wilkerson regarding recent information received about outside groups coming through our area today. Protesters, friends. He said it seemed prudent to protect our American flags by placing them in safekeeping for a brief period of time. He said our citizens are rightly concerned about our nation's symbol. They will be returned tomorrow. Now, look at how this article ends, friends, okay? However, American flags were still flying at Bowling Green City Hall and the Bowling Green Fire Department. They didn't listen to the mayor. Yet City Commissioner Sue Perrigan, in her confusion, attempts to cover for her mayor as well as herself by saying that she is confident the reasons Wilkerson had for removing the flags will be supported by the majority of the community. I don't care if the majority supported his decision at all. We're not a democracy. 99% of the population in Bowling Green, Kentucky can be in agreement, which they were not, by the way, just the exact opposite, but I'm making the point. They could have been in agreement with him. He still broke the law. He still did the treasonable thing. He still did the un-American thing by pulling down the flag. Does he have any idea? Do you have any idea How many hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have? Did they hide the flag? Or did they raise the flag when they dealt with Adolf Hitler? America, you're becoming a backwards people in this country. This is ridiculous. But again, I want you to listen carefully. City Commissioner Sue Perrigan, in her confusion, attempts to cover for her mayor. This is what they always do. As well as herself by saying that she is confident the reason Wilkerson had for removing the flags will be supported by the majority of the community. Friends, I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. This is that which the American people need to come to terms with. These sort are not Americans, okay? Though they live here, friends, great. But the fact of the matter is, just because they live here doesn't make them Americans. Nor are they representing the American people in any sense of the word. They are to uphold the laws, not to tear down the laws in face of danger. Is anybody embarrassed for this guy yet? Because I know that I am. I'd be ashamed of myself, to say the least, concerning what this guy did, what this city commissioner did. But this is the sentiment with those that are to represent we the people. To hide from the fight, rather than to stand up and fight. And again, this all falls to those that don't understand the price paid for our freedoms in any sense of the word. That's why we're in trouble today, starting in the church. And also going, friends, to government. I wrote, this representative of what city and country I know not does not understand that these colors do not run. Isn't this what we all say? Isn't this what we see on the back of people's cars today? These colors don't run until it's time to fight, and then they stand up and run. Right? And they surely do not deny through their act of cowardice that hundreds and thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today because of their sacrifice, right? John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. Isn't that why we have freedom today? Because somebody sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today? Why? Of course it is. Of course it is. Hey, friends, I want you to consider World War I, 116,516 men. World War II, 405,399 men. Korea, 36,516 men. Vietnam, 58,151 men. Iraq, Afghanistan, in the tens of thousands. And we have mayors in America hiding the flag? Well, we cover the caskets of those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms we have with a flag? Is something wrong here, America? Yes, there truly is. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Make it your show, friends. We will be right back on the other side of this break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, we're in a new and dangerous phase, warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast, and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations. New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country. This is USA Radio News. An unprecedented number of U.S. companies are now giving employees off for Juneteenth, raising the hopes that the day commemorating the end of slavery could someday become a true national holiday. The momentum could hinge, however, on what the country's largest employer, the federal government, does in joining the trend. This date, June 19th, is not yet a federal holiday, and many non-black Americans have only recently become aware of the day. More than 460 major companies, including Nike, Twitter, and Lyft, have committed to observing Juneteenth, with the majority offering a paid day off, according to Hella Creative, a group of black creative professionals in the San Francisco Bay Area that launched an initiative to galvanize support for making the day an official holiday. Attorney General William Barr announced the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York will be stepping down, but Jeffrey Berman said in a statement he has not resigned. Berman oversaw the investigation into Michael Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer who pled guilty in November 2018 to lying to Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want you to hear straight from their mouth. I always want to back it up, friends, with fact. And what we're talking about right now, friends, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, we have a Bruce Wilkerson who acts as if he's above the law, who decided to take off and take down the flag from city buildings in Bowling Green, Kentucky. He wanted to take them off the walls and remove them from the flagpoles. You know why, friends? Because he wanted the flags to be kept in safekeeping because they had protesters coming through. He didn't want anything to happen to the flags. Does he understand what that flag represents? Listen to the report from WNKY Channel 40.
In the city of Bowling Green right now, Mayor Bruce Wilkerson telling WNKY that he ordered all American flags to be temporarily removed from city-owned properties. Wilkerson says he made the decision based on information about outside groups coming through the area today.
So I guess you deny who we are?
It seemed prudent to protect the American flag by placing them in safekeeping for a brief period of time.
Wow.
Wilkerson says the flags will once again be flown on Saturday. As of tonight, we've noticed that the American flags are not on flagpoles at Circus Square Park, and as you see right here, the Bowling Green Police Department. Flags are still flying at all Warren County-owned properties. Many in the community, as you can imagine, not seeing eye to eye with the mayor on this decision. Right now in downtown Bowling Green, more than two dozen demonstrators are waving American flags. They were first demonstrating in front of the Bowling Green Police Department. Those demonstrators are now protesting in front of the mayor's office at City Hall.
There's people as far as Morgantown that has nothing to do with the city of Bowling Green, does not work here or anything, but they heard what had happened, and they wanted to come up here and support Bowling Green and wave an American flag to everybody and tell them they love America.
Warren County Jailer Stephen Harmon has placed, as you see here, multiple American flags around the Warren County Regional Jail property in response to the mayor's decision.
Why is it that the American people just go along? You know what? Let's just kind of tap into this and let's be led by the Holy Ghost. Hermann Göring, he was an SS officer under Adolf Hitler. And what did he have to say about war? How did they lead men to war? What was it that they had to do to lead men to war? Well, that's all they had to do is, well, lead the way. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war, right? Neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That is understood, but the people can always be brought to the biddings of the leaders. Hey, folks, he said a leading to war, right? Well, this guy, Bruce Wilkerson, the mayor in Bowling Green, Kentucky, he capitulated in the face of war. When he should have stood up, he stood down. What is Hermann Göring saying? He said, that's easy. That's all you have to do is lead the way. That's all you have to tell them is as to what's going on here. This guy convinced a couple people in his city, Bruce Wilkerson, that we needed to protect the flag. Folks, my grandpa was in World War I. There was 116,516 men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America with their blood. When they brought their bodies over back into America, what did they do? They wrapped their bodies in an American flag. So they paid the ultimate price to uphold the flag. In the modern capitulator, it's treason, friends. The modern capitulator in America today, in said representatives in government capacity, say we need to protect the flag. Whoa! How backwards can one become? You know, my uncles, I had two uncles, as a matter of fact, in World War II. One of my uncles wouldn't even talk about what took place over there. There was 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution. Friends, sealing our freedoms with their sacrifice, their blood. When they came back over into America, how did they bring them, friends? They wrapped them in an American flag, showing you the price paid for our freedoms. And instead of this coward in Bowling Green, Kentucky, standing up and taking a stand in the face of that which is un-American, he decided to hide the flag and hide who he was. Folks, these are the modern-day hippies. They're in the pulpits all across America. And they're also in government capacity and representative positions in the United States of America. They know nothing of the price paid for our freedoms. They've never fought for it. They think that freedom is free. Freedom isn't free. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. And furthermore, when I look in Scripture and I look at Christ on Calvary, was redemption free? Nope. We are blood-bought. Revelations 1:5. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Everybody talks about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Listen to that. That he gave his only begotten son. Let me take that to the natural. Doing high schools all across the country. You go into some of these smaller towns. And I remember one in particular. And I remember we pulled up in our tour bus. We had 30 people on the crew doing a high school there. And I remember standing up and looking to my right and looking at one of those old houses that was built like in the 40s. And I imagined within myself the father and the mother on the porch, knowing all the well that their son that went over to fight in World War II against a tyrant named Adolf Hitler, he was never coming back again because he paid the ultimate price to give us what we have today. Same thing on Utah Beach, June 6, 1944. And I think about them sitting there and living out their years to see what the country's become and the people at large living the way they want to do, not understanding the ultimate price that this father and mother gave to their son on the behalf of the freedoms that they're trampling underfoot today. Are you going to be a part of that, America? Because I'm not. They said that during World War II, there was not a household in America that didn't feel loss. And we have individuals, and oh, by the way, you have, and have allowed Americans, you have allowed from the top, from the executive to the legislative to the judicial, to desecrate, to trample underfoot the honor. So it's not just Bruce Wilkerson, this mayor, this coward, this treasonous capitulator in Bowling Green, Kentucky, hiding the flag. No, you have politicians trampling the blood and desecrating the memories of those that fought blood and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. You know, I remember my dad. I had a couple conversations with him. Never really knew him. Grew up without him. He was MIA. But he told me one time that he was in Korea. There was 36,516 men there. He said, yeah, and I'm sure it messed him up. But I remember him telling me that he had to go out into the water and pick up body parts out of the concerning the bodies that were blown to smithereens that were floating around in the water. And then I think about my cousin who was killed in Vietnam, Charles. Never had the opportunity to meet him, but he goes over to Vietnam to fight a war that nobody knew what they were fighting over. But the politicians did, and as they made trillions of dollars on the behest and behalf of what? The military-industrial complex, because the American people allowed them to send the boys. Oh, and keep in mind, when the politicians and their children, their numbers came up during the lottery to send their kids to Vietnam, the war stopped, for the record, just so you know. Matter of fact, when you go to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C. today, you know what you see, friends? You see where 58,151 names are written on a wall. About 10 yards away, you see this same government today, in the present, that same generation, right, that refused to send their kids to war. They have gates around trees with citations saying that if you are to harm these trees in any sense of the word, friends, you're going to have to pay a fine and you may go to jail for doing it. That's okay. Protect the trees, but kill the boys. That's communism. And this is what the American people have taken on. Bruce Wilkerson, he's a communist. The city council member, friends, that said, oh, the majority of the people are in line with what we are saying, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Of course, what I'm talking about right now is Sue Perrigan. Folks, they're communists. They're ignorant individuals that don't understand that a price was paid for our freedoms. 58,151 men fought and died. When they come back over into America, they wrap their bodies in a flag so we can have our freedoms today. What is that flag symbolic of? Red, white, and blue, right? What is that flag symbolic of? America. We're different. We're the light of the world. We still are, regardless of what you want to think or where you're at. We still are. To me, it represents not symbolism, friends, but who we are as a people under God. First and foremost, the American flag is secondary under the headship of God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, period. But we're talking about a natural life here. To me, it simplifies that these colors don't run. And if someone wants to do the wrong thing, we're going to stand up against them, even if we have to shed our blood, lose limbs, or lose our lives in the sacrifice to make sure that our children have that freedom. But not today, America. Americans have been conditioned to succumb to individuals like this, and I have personally have had it with every single one of them. Folks, these people don't know the price paid. Just think about, we go to Arlington Cemetery every year. Last time I was there, friends, Iraq and Afghanistan, the acreage of new bodies coming back into America that we've never been told about, that come back and their bodies are covered in flags, and we have politicians desecrating, trampling underfoot, and even denying who we are. Not only through their inaction, but all their also their actions. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsofLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I want to make clear on a couple things here, friends. 1-866-582-9933. You know, people say to me, we're just on this little bunny trail right now, so we're going to stick with it. They say to me, Bradley, you know, just sometimes some of these things that you talk about sound rebellious. You know, remember they said in the book of Acts that the disciples turned the world upside down. I'm saying a couple things here because I got a couple thoughts going through my mind right now. They didn't turn the world upside down. They turned it right side up. Rebellious in making reference to the Word of God, in making reference to the laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, and that sounds rebellious to you? You have to ask the question, who embodies rebellion? It reminds me of King Ahab meeting Elijah on the backside of the desert in 1 Kings 18. And the first thing he called him a rebel. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, friends, I'm going to go over there so you can hear the accounts. I can give it to you off memory, but I like giving it to you where it's solidified, it's solid, it's exacting, friends. Well, the Bible tells us in 1 Kings 18, and Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And remember, friends, Jezebel cut off all the prophets of the Lord because they were exposing Jezebel and Ahab for who they were. Who were the rebels? Ahab and Jezebel, right? I mean, this is like me calling out Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton for their crimes against hundreds of thousands of people on this globe. Friends, let me tell you something. There's people that are ignorant enough to believe that it's rebellion to call out corruption in government for their corruption. This is how backwards and upside down they are. They need to be turned right side up, right? Well, I'm in 1 Kings 18 right now. And what happened? Elijah runs into who? He runs into Ahab on the backside of the desert. And it tells us that he met Obadiah, who went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Are he that troubleth Israel?" Folks, Ahab was corrupt. He was more corrupt than his fathers. He let his wife wear the pants, and if that wasn't the case, she told him which ones to wear. They were completely upside down in every way. They were wicked, wicked people. What did Ahab say of the holy prophet of God called Elijah, named Elijah? He said unto him, "Are you that troubleth Israel?" Elijah's the one that told him the truth to make men free, John 8:32. It's not the lie that makes men free. It's the truth that makes men free. If they adhere to it, read John 3:18-21. And what did Elijah say? He said, "I've not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house, that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed Balaam." You've created a god to suit your sins. And you want the people, just like in America, politicians tear down the Constitution, they recreate it in their own image, and they expect people to subject themselves to it. Not me. Not me. Call me what you will. Which brings me now over to a manager over at 1280 AM. I was over at Salem for about 13 years. And I was calling out a president. It was Barack Hussein Obama. Now, this guy called himself a conservative, just for the record. Okay. And I remember he said to me one day when I was calling out Barack for his crimes. See, he wasn't used to that. He was just used to conservatives just going along and name-calling and browbeating and doing nothing more, just so you know. And I was calling him out for his crimes because I knew the laws that he was breaking. And I remember this conservative manager over at Salem Communications saying to me, "Bradley, you know what? He's still the president of the United States of America. We need to respect the office." I said, "You respect the office by telling the truth, regardless of who's in the office. Those that are in office are there to serve we the people. They have, in fact, derived their just powers from we the people to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. You're disrespecting the office by tolerating his crimes. I'm respecting the office by saying, oh, no, you don't. Because I understand the price paid for my freedoms, and out of gratitude, I am not going to let any politician violate the very laws that men fought, bled, and died giving me and upholding against tyranny." What, our forefathers, our veterans, they can sacrifice themselves in fighting off tyranny, but that doesn't apply to each and every one of us? Well, then why do you call yourself a patriot? That's ridiculous. You shame the office. You disrespect the office by allowing men to corrupt the office. Let's get this straight. Okay? And how many times I have dealt with people that are too ignorant of what I've just told them. And I want to tell you again, friends, just laying the responsibility where it needs to be laid, it starts in the church. "For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins." Does it tell us in 2 Corinthians 5:15 that we live unto him who died for us? Why would we do that? Because we see Christ crucified. We see Christ crucified. Why do we do it in the natural, friends? Because we see Christ crucified and we see the price. We see the crosses of those that have fallen to give us the freedoms that we have today. So respecting the office, friends, is what these people going all the way back around to the beginning of the show. Respecting the office is what these people are doing in Bowling Green, holding up the flags and protesting their mayors today. That is called respecting the office. That is sending the message to corruption that we will not tolerate you, nor will you be there much longer if you continue in your treasonous capitulating ways. Instead of standing up and fighting, Brucey baby, and a city commissioner want to tuck tail and run and hide the flag when in fact that doesn't represent we the people or our history in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. See, I wish people would understand this. But keep in mind in making distinction, there is lawful protest and there is unlawful protest. We can make the distinction, can we not? Yes, we can. Folks, I want to tell you something. That is the very heart of why I do everything that I do. Because someone paid the ultimate price to give me the freedoms that I have. Okay? And I come from one of those families that understands the price paid. Just that simple. You want a refresher course? Please do open up your Bibles, friends, and read the account of Christ on Calvary. In the natural, take the time to go to Arlington Cemetery or go to your local veteran memorial and go in there and say thank you, not just with your lip service, but with your actions. Because action speaks a lot louder than words, friends. Action speaks a lot louder than words. How do you respect the office? You stand up and fight against tyranny. And if Americans understood that, they would understand who the troublers are. They would understand who's perverting their system of government the way that they are today. Folks, we have communists in office with masks off. And by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, is they're going to start kicking up this coronavirus thing, wave two. And I told you, friends, we're at halftime. There's going to be a wave two and there's going to be a wave three. Watch out for wave three. Stop it at wave two. Okay? Stop it at wave two. These people are either going to be thrown in jail, in prison, for the rest of their lives for the crimes against humanity, or else you're going to let them continually spread their version of something that they've created that they cannot prove to bring about forced compliance until you're completely enslaved, friends, because at the end of the day, that's what this is about. Remember, Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth." But if the salt have lost its savor, stops putrefaction, it preserves. Where was shall it be salted? Folks, Bruce Wilkerson and his city commissioner and many in office in government in America today are good for nothing. Especially those that you call the good, friends. Because if this is the best that you have, look at how corrupt you are. That's not good. Remember, Jesus even said to the rich young ruler, "Why do you call me good? There's only one good, and that's God." Right? Let's redefine and understand the definition of what good is. Friends, this is what conservatives have become today. Okay? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Let's just show the world who we are in Christ. We don't have to go around and try to prove anything outside of our actions. Amen. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.